Friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim on the topic of Pri and Primav, growing the hair long and ripping clothing. That's Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar were commanded not to do after Nadav and Avihu died. And we saw in the previous Shiurim a slew of kashas al yamin ve al smol, and we started resolving the questions. In the previous year, we saw a beautiful pshat in Rashi and the Ramban, and we saw the lashon of Rashi that the issue here is irbuf simchas shel makom, aval atem al ta'arbuf simchas shel makom. This is a happy day. Don't mix in the simcha of Hashem by displaying signs of avelus. And now we will continue again based on the Torah of Maran Hagon, Mori V'Rabbi, Rabbi David Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, whose Torah is just out of this world, off the charts. As they say today, not normal, in the most positive and amazing way. V'ze nira b'ma shekatuv sham b'emshech hakra, b'gdeichem, chulei, v'lo tamutu, v'al kol ha'ida yikzof, v'achichem, kol beit Yisrael, yivku et ha'sreifa, asher saraf Hashem. And Moshe says to Elazar, and to Aaron, to Elazar, and Isamar, his son, Rashechem, your heads, al tifro, don't let your hair grow long. Uvigdechem lo sifromu, and don't rip your clothing. Velo samusu, and you won't die. V'al kol ha'eda yikzof, and on all of the community, there will be anger. V'achechem kol beis Yisrael, and your brothers, all of the house of Israel, Yivku es hasreifa asher saraf Hashem, will cry for the burning that God burned. So this pasuk is mamish kula miksha achas. Umilvad de tzarich bi'ur, ma inyan atzivui shal vachichem kol beit Yisrael. Besides what we have to understand, what is this tzivui of, and your brothers, all of the house of Israel, will cry for the burning that God burned? What does this have to do with this? Their command? They're commanded not to show avelus. So why does it follow that achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es hasreifa asher saraf Hashem? Rashi says pshat mikan shetzarasim shel tamidei chachamim utelus ala kol esabilba. Seder gamor. That you have to be misabel al tamidei chachamim. I get it. But that's a tzivui for the Jewish people. This pasuk is directed at Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar. Lama mevuar kan bekra tzivui v'dibur de Moshe le'aron uvanav? Umanyan tzivui li'Yisrael v'tzivui le'dibur el aron uvanav shem adara benetztavu li'mana mizeh. So you have in the same pasuk a command to Aaron and his sons. Moshe is speaking to Aaron and his sons, and he's telling them that the Jewish people should cry for the Sreif Shesaraf Hashem. So again, this is a command to Aaron and his sons, and the command is that they shouldn't show avelus. They should refrain from shine signs of avelus. And then in the very same pasuk, it says, all of a sudden, he goes over and starts talking about the Jewish people. And your brothers, the whole house of Israel, will cry for the burning that Hashem burned. How does B follow from A? It even contradicts it. Because A is, don't mourn. And then B is, and but everyone else will mourn. How do we understand the pasuk? מה הקשר? מה עניין הציבור לישראל לציבור לדיבור על ארון ובניו שהם עד הרם לצור למנע מזה? They were commanded to refrain from this. So our first basic kasha is we want to understand this tzibui v'achechem kol beis Yisrael. That's Moshe's talking to Aaron and Banav, and then also he starts talking about the Jewish people and saying the Jewish people are going to do the opposite. Arei melvad ze tamua gam ken maitayme yiyeh al kol ha'ida yiktsof im yifru v'yifrumu b'nei Aaron. Also what's pashpat in the pasuk? Don't let your hair grow long, don't rip your clothing, and you won't die. Ve'al kol ha'ida yiktsof, and in all the community there will be anger. Why will there be anger on all of the community if Bnei Aharon do pri and prima, if they let their hair grow and rip their clothing? Why will there be anger on the whole community? V'omnam legirsat ha'ra'avad b'torat kohanim ha'inu b'zeh b'torah shlemot memzayin. So the way the Ravid has his text of the Torah's Kohanim, if you look also in the Torah Shleim Anos Mem Zayin, you'll see this. This is the Kasha of the Torah's Kohanim. V'ayin sham b'torat Kohanim did dekar misurasu. The Torah's Kohanim says that the pasuk should be is read backwards. V'yesh lefarsho she'achechom ko beit Yisrael yifku v'im lo yasu kein. What the pasuk means is that your brothers, all of the house of Israel, will cry, and if they don't do so, then there will be anger on the whole community. That's what it means. The way we have the pasuk is, don't rip your clothing and don't die, because if you do, you rip and you let your hair go, you'll chas v'shalom die. And there'll be anger on the whole community. And the entire house of Israel will cry for the story for that Hashem story. So the way the Ravid has it is that V'achechum kol b'Yisrael yivku as the story for Shesaras Hashem, that they should cry for what happened. And if they don't do so, b'akol eida yiktsof, then there will be anger in the community because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Avalet azeh b'girsatenu. We don't have that in our girsa. ולהדיה לא כן ברמב"ן בפירושו על התורה ובספר המצוות. And this is explicitly not like that in the Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, שכתבו שיש כאן הוראת שעה מיוחדת, זו עניין מיוחד של ועל כל העדה יקצוף. עיין שם מה שכתב בתורה שלמה מהרבה ראשונים שנקטו שהקצף אם לא יהיה ארון ובניו פורים, אם יהיו ארוניו ובניו פורים וקורים פורים וקורים. So the Ramban has it not like that in his parish on the Torah in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and he writes that there's a special horoas shah on this matter of al kol ha'eda yiktsof. Look there, see what the Ramban says, and also look in the Torah Shlema, who brings from a lot of Rishonim who understand that there will be anger on the Jewish people if Aaron Ubanav are ripping their clothing and letting their hair grow. V'amnam nitkashu tuva b'tam adavah. But they had a very hard time rationalizing why. What's the rationale? Can't understand why. עין שם במה שכתבו. אבל הרמב"ן כתב את זה בפשיטות, שעל ידי זה שהוראת שעה היא, ישנו קצף על העידה. הרמב"ן says פשוט, since it's a horas shah, it's a temporary measure that there is, should be no signs of avelus, because of that, there will be ketzef. There will be anger on the community. Vaday tzarich biur ma'inyano. So we definitely have to understand what's this inyan of this, because it's a harasha, it's going to be special anger against the community. What's that all about? The Ramban writes that the Kohen Gadol is Makriv Onan. The Kohen Gadol just continues and he doesn't leave the Mikdash. But not other Kohanim. So this is a Haras Shah for the Heilige Elazar and Isamar. So what's the inyan here? So based on what we explained in the previous shir, we can say as follows: the kevan she yisod ha'isuhu irbuv simchato shel makom. Since the foundation of this iser that we're dealing with here is mixing up the simcha of Hashem, sheperusho sheyesh besimcha avelut shezeu ha'irbuv. That there is this mixture in the simcha of makom, and this the eighth day, there is avelus, and that's being ma'arbev simchas shel makom. Hare kol shetiyah avelut debnei Aaron besimcha. If there's the avelus of the sons of Aaron mixed in with this simcha, hare al yedei ze yeshnam bnei Aaron bechlal avelut. Through this, Bnei Aharon are going to be included in the Avelus that took effect on the entire Jewish people. The Ketef is going to be on the Jewish people, and all the Jewish people are going to cry for the Sreifa. So if Bnei Aharon are Misabel, if they display signs of mourning, they are going to be included in the avelus that apply to the Jewish people. So then it turns out that it's the avelus of the Jewish people that was mixed in with the simcha. And since there is anger about the avelus, the anger is then going to be on the Jewish people who are in this avelus. In other words, you have this avelus. This avelus is on the Jewish people. If Aaron's sons are misabel, if they mourn, then they are mourning the mourning of the Jewish people. And there is anger on this mourning. God does not want this mourning. God says to Aaron and Banav, don't mourn. If they do mourn, there will be anger on the mourning. And since the anger is on the mourning, and this mourning is that of the Jewish people, so that anger will now be extended to the Jewish people. V'im kein, ma shekatuv v'achichem kol beit Yisrael yifku et ha-sreifa shel saraf Hashem. That it says in the Pasuk, and your brothers, all of the Jewish people, will cry for the burning that Hashem burned, is not a tzivui to the Jewish people, because we're not talking to the Jewish people over here. Here we're talking, Moshe is talking to Aaron Ubanav. Not talking to the Jewish people. This isn't a tzivui, like we originally might have understood. What it means is that it's explaining ve'al kol ha'ida yiktsof. There will be anger on all of the Jewish people. In other words, it's saying, Aaron Ubanav, don't show any signs of avelus. And don't die, because if you do show signs of avelus, then you will die. Ve'al kol ha'ida yiktsof. And then if you do show signs of avelus, not only will you die, there will be anger on the whole community. Why will there be anger? Why will there be anger on the whole community? Because ve'achechem kol beit Yisrael yifkot Yisrael fashil zif Hashem. Because they are in mourning. They are crying for this burning that Hashem burned. And that means that your mourning is mitzarev, joined their mourning. And that's why there will be anger on them as well. So it's explaining the V'al Kol Ha'eda Yiktov. You know why V'al Kol Ha'eda Yiktov? Because and V'achechem Kol Beis Yisrael Yivkos Ha'Sreif Asher Saraf Hashem. Because they're in mourning. And if you're in mourning, that means you're joining their mourning. And if you're joining their mourning, there will be anger on them, because God doesn't want there to be mourning. So the pasuk is really all to Aaron and Elazar and Isamar. So we have a special harasha here, not to show any display, any signs of mourning. And that will bring anger upon the mourning. And that mourning will have joined the mourning of the Jewish people, and therefore V'al Kol Ha'eda Yiktov. And to explain the V'al Kol Ha'eda Yiktov is that V'achechem Kol Beis Yisrael, they're all crying. They all are allowed to be in mourning. It's not a commandment. It's just saying they are allowed to be in mourning, and you're joining their mourning. So there's anger on the mourning, and maybe there'll be anger on them as well. And that's why it was said in the Tzivui to B'nai Aharon, and not to the Jewish people. So that's very beautiful. And now with this in hand, we can approach the Rambam and start explaining Pshat in the Rambam, on whom we had so many questions. And that is our Avodah Mirtz Hashem B'li Neder for the next shiur. So I thank everybody so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And may we be zocha to continue and understand this incredible parsha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.